This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Blessed afternoon. Greetings once again to all my beautiful family out there. You are here with Pastor Elizabeth. The Queen is in the house this afternoon. I trust and I believe that you are doing well. We are all doing well by the grace of God. I'm also doing well. Groete vir die familie van Radio Kaapse Pulpit and Janibuli Sanonke Kamalga Yesu Christu. The Lord is good. David declared that this is the day that the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it, family. I want to say today, God is indeed faithful. God is indeed worthy to be praised, worthy to be exalted, and God is watching you. God loves us all. In Jesus' name, I'm in the studio this afternoon with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in our midst. Let us just close our eyes as we give a short prayer. Father, we give you praise this afternoon. We worship you. We glorify your holy name. We say thank you, Father, for this great opportunity this afternoon. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your power from above. Thank you, Father, for being with us. Thank you, Father, Lord God, for keeping us throughout the weekend. Oh God, we are in a Monday morning, and we thank you, oh God, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We are grateful in Psalms 118, oh Father God, verse 24. That is what David declares. And we choose to rejoice. We choose to be happy, and nothing will steal our joy. Oh my God, nothing, absolute nothing. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless each and every one that is under my voice and that hears your word today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. This afternoon, you are here with me, and I want to thank God for you all that tune in this afternoon with me. Our scripture reading this afternoon is going to be in the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 12 to 13. Psalms, chapter 37, verse 12 to 13. It reads as, "The wicked plotteth against the just, and grinneth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming." He seeth that his day is coming. I titled the message this morning, "The All-Seeing God." When I say the All-Seeing God, I mean to say that there is nothing that happens under the sun that the Lord does not see. There's nothing that happens under the sun that the Lord God does not hear of. So God says to us as his children that we are living in a wicked world. And anything that happens to your life or into your life, you must always know that God sees. That is why God wants us as his children to always pray. He says in his word in the book of, Luke, where he says men ought to pray and not to lose hope. He sees what the enemy is plotting, but for those things not to succeed or not to come to pass, we must always pray. We must always pray. I want you to understand, my family, that God has brought us into this new day. I believe that this is a new day. He didn't bring us into this new day for nothing. Every morning is a gift. Every morning is a prophetic gate that must open correctly. And we must open that prophetic gate. We must open it correctly by prayers. If you don't command your morning, and we know that God sees, God has given us a power, he has given us all, everything is worth the authority, and God wants us to use it to command our morning. If we don't command our morning, then the enemy will pollute the atmosphere. Hallelujah. I'm going for a short break. We will be back soon. Daar was nou 'n magtige song gewees van De Wald House. Wat vra, gaan jy lê, gaan jy sit of gaan jy opstaan? Voorloop, gaan jy voorloop of gaan jy terug staan? O, dierbare, ons kan dit net doen met die knie. Deur die genade van die Here sal ons rigting vind. Ons sal rigting vind. Halleluja, hy sê die woord van die Here is die waarheid. Hy is die lamp en hy is die lig. Wow, that was a powerful song. Thank you so much. Yeah, no, dear brothers, my family, I want to continue by saying that I first said that men ought to pray and not to lose hope. My title is the all-seeing God. There's nothing that happens under the sun that God doesn't know anything of. He says in the book of Psalms 37, more especially when we start, can we start from verse 9? He said, evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnashed the teeth upon him with his teeth. But the Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees that this day is his day is coming. So that is why it is always good, my listeners, to do good and not to have a wicked heart, not to plot evil against anyone, not to do bad things to people, because there is a God that sees what we do. There is nothing that is hidden to God that is happening on this earth. It is very important. Hence, I said every day when you wake up in the morning, whether you are as a child of God, you have children or you are married, you have your family, always command your morning. Always declare. Always make declaration. Decree. Make declarations. Pray. Speak over your life. Speak over your day. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. And He wants us to rejoice. It is the Lord's doing for us to, her desire for us to rejoice and for us to be glad in it. But it is the desire for the enemy for us to be frustrated. Which means, my family, when you look at this day, it's not just random. It was made. It was fashioned. This day was made by God. This day was fashioned by God. It was constructed by God. Hallelujah. For you to prosper, for you to be blessed, for you to be healed, to be delivered, and to live a blessed life. But there is an enemy. There is a wicked one that is plotting evil against the righteous. But God sees them. When you are entering the morning without commanding your morning or without commanding your day will be empty. Your day will be empty because of the thing is, then the enemy will rule over your day. Can we go to the book of Job? Can we go to the book of Job 38? Let me read from verse 12. Let me read. Job chapter 38, verse 12, 13. He says, the Lord asked Job a very serious question. Has thou commanded the morning since thy days and caused the day spring to know his place, that it may take hold at the end of the earth, that thy wicked be shaken out of it? So do you understand, for the wicked to be shaken out of your day, it is your duty. It is your duty to command the day. Speak what you want to see. Declare what you want to see. He says so that the wicked may be shaken out of it. I want you to understand, my family, the wicked must be commanded. The wicked must, your day must be commanded. You must command the blessings, whatever you want to see that must happen throughout your day. It is the duty of every believer to declare, make declarations, pray, speak over your day so that you don't get frustrated. If you don't command the blessings into your morning, the enemy will program trouble. Daar is hoekom as jy sien as 'n persoon gaan slaap in die aand en in die oggend as jy opstaan en sê jy my hoof ek te hoofpyn of jy sê my liggaam is seer. In the beginning is what it was not so. Gister aand toe jy gaan slaap het, was dit nie so nie. Who has made that law? Is an enemy. Is the wicked ones that is plotting against the righteous. That is why it's important for us to do that. He said that it may take hold of the end of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of the earth. Otherwise, my family, if you don't command blessings into your morning, the enemy will program trouble. I want you from today onwards, if this is maybe something new, maybe you did not practice it, I want you to start to practice. Whether we like it, we live in a wicked world. We are now in the month of October. Going to the month of November, December, how many bad things is happening? How many bad things is happening into this world? We are in this world, but not of this world. That is why the Bible says we ought to pray and not to lose, right? We will lose hope. I want you to rise in your spirit, somebody. My brother, my sister, as you hear my voice this afternoon, I want you to rise in your spirit and command your morning, legislated by the authority, by the blood of Jesus. Speak to that creation. Speak to it. Say, God, heal me in the name of Jesus and I will be healed. Lord, favor me. Lord, let me prosper. Lord God, let the things work out for my good in the mighty name of Jesus. No evil will prosper in my life. No evil shall come to pass in my life. Speak, command your day so that you prosper and your soul may also prosper. I am telling you, my family, because by the mercies of God, we take hold of this day and decree the rising sun will shine for us. Hallelujah. In the mighty name, we decree the wind will blow favor in our direction. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare that the earth will yield its increase into me. In the mighty name of Jesus, speak life over every dead situation. Because Jesus sees what the enemy is plotting. He's all seeing God. There's nothing new that is happening under the sun. Do you think when you wake up in the morning, all of a sudden, you say, my back, my arm, you are rushed to hospital? Do you think it's normal? No, excuse me, it is not normal. When you were sleeping, the enemy was not sleeping. He came and he sowed evil seeds. And in the morning, you will see the manifestation of it. That is why we declare healing over your life. We declare the earth will yield my increase unto me. No evil shall come near me. You speak it over your life. What are you doing? You are doing what? You are doing what Psalms 37 says, that the wicked shall be what? Shaken out of the earth. When you do that, the enemy has no choice but to flee from you. He has no choice but to flee from you. What does the Bible say in the book of Isaiah chapter 60 verse 11? He says that therefore the gate shall be opened continually. It shall not be shut day and night. It is your duty to open the gate when you command your morning. You are opening your gate. You are speaking to your day. We are programmed blessings over your day. You are declaring and decreeing that only goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And do you know what God will do? He will make sure that that will happen. He's the all-seeing God. But if your mouth is closed, if you don't speak over your day, if you don't declare over your day, how do you expect your day to go according to God's plan? As God is planning, the enemy is also planning your day. You declare that goodness and mercy must follow you the rest of the day. You speak what you want to see over the day. You get me now? You declare that may the gate open for me. May the gates open for me this day. May the gate of finances open for me. May the gate of favor open for me. May the gate of opportunities open for me. May the gate of settlement, the gate of breakthroughs, may it open for me in the mighty name of Jesus. Command your day so that it will go well with you. Let's go to the book of Psalms chapter 91 so that we understand where I'm coming from. When you read the book of Psalms chapter 91, verse 5, we can read from verse 5. He says, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. So those things are there. He says in the book of in verse 7, he says, 1,000 shall fall on thy side, and 10,000 on the right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Which means if you command your day, you will just hear about these things. But I declare and decree, it will not come near thee. I declare and decree, you will only see it with your eyes, but it will not come near you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's go for a short break. Daar was nou 'n pragtige song geweest van Blanca wat sê, even at my worst, you love me. Even at my worst, you love me. God is faithful. Even whatever you're facing, whatever challenges you're going through, God still loves us. God sees you. Hallelujah. You can call us at 081-729-1657. You can send your messages to 081-729-1657. Thank you for staying tuned with Pastor Elizabeth at Gracefully Restored for His Purpose. That is the program at Cape Pulpit. Thank you, my family. Now, I'm still talking about our God that sees everything that is happening under the sun. He sees everything. I call him the all-knowing God, the God that knows everything. He knows your past. He knows your present. He knows your future. The God that is all-seeing. Nothing is hidden from God's sight. Nothing. That is why when you know this, you will not do good bad to others. You will see them when they are doing it to you, but you will not return evil for evil. Because God is watching us. God is watching us. God is watching us. He's a sovereign God. The God knowledge and power are supreme. It's supreme. He knows everything. As hy enige iets wat onder die son gebeur wat die Here nie van weet nie, dat's niks wat onder die son gebeur wat God nie van weet nie. Hy sê in Psalm 46 vers 2, hy sê God is ons toevlug. God is ons krag en nood in nood en hy is gereed om ons te help. So wanneer die lewe vir jou so druk, moet jy weet dat God is daar om jou te help. Al is dit 'n vyand wat dit doen, but God is daar om jou te help. Hy sien dit. Hy sien dit. Hy is met ons, hy gee ons krag. Hy maak ons voete soos die van 'n reebok. Op hoë plekke laat hy ons veilig loop. God sien die wat kwaad aan jou doen, maar moet jy nie gaan kwaad doen aan hulle nie. God sees those that are doing evil against you, but it's not your duty to do evil against them. Leave them for God. Leave them for God. Because God knows what God will do. He says, vengeance is not ours, vengeance is of the Lord. He says, vengeance is not of us, vengeance is of the Lord. So as men say, kwaad aan jou doen, our only duty, kom ons bid vir hulle. Kom ons sny elke planne van die duivel af elke dag oor ons lewe. That is why we must command our day. Let's cancel every arrows that has been sent to God's people unknowingly to us. Because these things are spiritual. But we fight back not in the flesh but in the spirit. We reverse every arrows that the enemy is sending to God's people daily. That job was yours. But the enemy came. And now you receive news. I regret to inform you that you were unfortunate. You didn't get the job. Who made that law? There are spirits behind. You were supposed to travel somewhere. All of a sudden, they said, sorry, we have canceled the trip. That's why we command our morning. We speak what you want to see. Who has the final say? Jesus has the final say. Not men, not the enemy, not the wicked one. But they will have the final say. And they will win if we don't fight back. And we fight in the spirit. We fight in the spirit. Psalms 30 says, in verse 5, he said, weeping may endure for the night, but your joy must come in the morning. I don't get to know what happened last night. I don't get to know what happened to you last week. I don't get to know what the enemy did to you. But the joy is coming in the morning. The joy is coming in the morning, which means what you are permitted, what must you do? Whenever you wake up in the morning, you cried last night. Mani vir môre nie. Ek het gister aangehuil, maar ek gaan nie meer vir môre huil. In die naam van Jesus, say for yourself, I prophesy joy on my life. This morning, I prophesy joy. May you rise in my life today. Joy, may you rise in my family's life today. Joy, may you rise in my marriage today. Joy, may you rise over my children today. Joy, may you rise over my health today. So you must command the day. Not that God did not see that the enemy, the wicked one, is plotting evil against you. That is why he says it in Psalm 91. He says 1,000 shall fall on your side. And he says 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near thee. It shall not come near thee, because you have commanded your day. You have reversed every arrows. You have reversed every arrow. You tell yourself that every sorrow, I turn it into laughter. You command your day. You say every delay, turn into acceleration. You command your morning. You say every delay, I pray in the name of Jesus, I turn, you're not going to delay my progress. You command your day. You turn every shame into honor. You command your day. It is very important. Let's read Psalm 68. He said, Lord, load your people with benefits, with favor, with wisdom, strength, and divine opportunities, with supernatural preservation. Pray over your day. Tell the day, Lord God, load me with benefits today. Load me with benefits today. Let the heavens open, Lord. Let it open. Let the works of my hands prosper. Let the work of my hands be blessed in the name of Jesus. Let my steps be ordered by the Lord today in the name of Jesus. Let the oil of favor never run dry on my head in the name of Jesus. Let my destiny help us locate me in the name of Jesus. Program your day by commanding it with the scriptures and the word of God. When you do that, you will see 1,000 fall on your right, 10,000 on your left, but it will not come near you. But if you don't command your day, if you don't speak over your day, believe me, the things that the enemy has plotted at night, he will surely see the manifestation of it in this morning. You will see the manifestation of it in the morning. That is why it is very important for us as brethren. It is important for us as the children of God to command our day, to command our morning, to command our morning. If we don't do it, the devil will do whatever we did not expect him to do. He's going to do it because he sees that us as Christians, we are sleeping. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, he said, for we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against powers, against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Yeah. It's not just about it. We must command your day. Even if God sees what is happening, but us as God's people, we must arise, we must be awake. We must be awake in the spirit. Otherwise, the dinge gaan nie reg loop nie, dinge gaan nie gebeur so moet gebeur nie, en dan gaan julle frustrerend raak, en dan vra julle, waar is julle God? God is daar, God is there. He's watching you, but I say, wat maak my kind? Ek het aan vir my kind woord gegee. What is my son doing? What is my daughter doing? I gave them the word. Why don't they command the day with my word, through my word? Why don't they speak the word? Why don't they speak my word? Because the word of God carries power. The word of God carries power. If you don't speak against, over your day or command your day, the enemy will win my family. Oh, first of all, don't forget of me, that's an enemy. That's an enemy. He is there. He is walking to and from looking for whom to devour. God forbid you are exempted. God forbid whatsoever they are plotting against your life, it will not come to pass in the name of Jesus. It will not stand in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever the enemy is plotting against your life, which is God is seeing it, it will not come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray over your life this afternoon. I pray and I pray that your life is exempted from any scam or any attack of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. It is important for us to command our day. Because God knows what the enemy is doing. But God also doesn't want us to do what? Even if we still play, we raak te veel stil. And if we quiet, then gaan die enemy doen. I say a closed mouth is a closed destiny. As your mond toe is, dan gaan dinge nie gebeur wat jy wil sien nie. Hallelujah. Stay tuned. We'll be back soon. Dankie dat julle ingeskakel bly. Julle is nog steeds met Pastor Elizabeth hierso by Radio Kaap se pulpit en vandag se message gaan dat die God wat alles sien, the God that sees everything. In the book of Psalms 37, the God that sees everything, every wickedness, everything that is happening under the earth, to God is nothing new. He sees it. As we have read in the book of Psalms 91, from verse 7, where he says, 1,000 shall fall at the side. the Israelites in Egypt, they were spared the danger. They touched their neighbors. Let's go to the book of Exodus chapter 9, verse 26. Exodus chapter 9, verse 26, so that you understand the scripture of today. Exodus chapter 9, verse 26, so that you don't take life. Don't take life just, Jay. Don't take it easy. Life is a battle. You must always fight to be on top. In the Bible, make us to understand, in the book of Exodus chapter 9, verse 22, and the Lord said unto Moses, stretch forth thy hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all land of Egypt, upon men and upon beasts, and upon every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. Can you see how God fights for us? Can you see how God fights for the righteous? Righteous because he sees everything. He says in verse 24, so there was hail and fire mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since became a nation. So it was the first time that the Lord now brought hail upon them, because he was angry for them. You know, Pharaoh didn't want God's people to go. That is why if you are doing evil, God watches you. He said, touch not my anointed one and do my servants no harm. You are his anointed. You are his anointed. You are his servant. In verse 25, and the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast, and the hail smote every herb of the field and break every tree of the field. Watch it, watch it. Listen to verse 26. He said, only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail. Here can die God nie vir ons sien nie, man. Veg die Here nie vir ons nie. The hail was not there for the children of Israel. There by Goshen, there was no hail where the children of Israel were. There was no hail. Divine protection. He's our shield. He's our buckler. He's our covering. He's our fortress. He's our God whom we put our trust. God will not fail you. Child of God, God will not fail you. He makes sure that the Israelites, the Egyptians, hallelujah, which is Pharaoh, God sent the hail to them, to the Egyptians. But it did not touch the children of God. It did not touch the Israelites. That is why the scripture comes in to say that 1,000 will fall on your side, 10,000 on your right, but it will not come near you. You will only see it with your eyes, but it will not come near. It is a promise of God. It is the word of God. It is divine protection, because God sees what is happening under the sun. So forget it, snacks and iman anders doen. Save yourself. Hey, die Here kyk vir my. God sien my. Before you do evil, or before you act as a wicked person, by treating people bad, look up and say, God sees me. That evil thing that you are plotting at night, we might not see as God's people, but God sees. That pit that you are digging, I might not see it, but God sees it. But when I pray, when there is a man to pray, there is a God to answer. When I pray, my God will deliver me from all those ones that wants to fight me. All the wicked ones. All those that are pursuing you. This is a word for someone this afternoon. He said, fear not. He said, no, fear not, in the book of Jesus, in the book of Isaiah chapter 41. He said, fear not, I am with you. You don't need to be worried. I am your God. You don't need to be afraid. I will help you. I see what they are plotting against you. I see what the wicked ones are doing. But fear not, says the Lord. He said to Moses, tell the Israelites they must go forward. He said, tell them, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He said, tell them the battle is not theirs. Move forward. Child of God, laat geen situasie vir jou laat stilstaan nie. Let niks vir jou terughou nie. Let nothing make you not to move forward. In the midst of the storm, child of God, move forward. In the midst of your trials, child of God, move forward. In the midst of your tribulation, child of God, move forward. Because there is an all-seeing God. There is nothing that happens under the sun that he does not see. Move forward. Because if you focus on your battle, you will not get to the place where God is sending you. When you focus too much on your battle, you are trying to say, God, you can't fight this for me. Let us take the battle and give it into God's hands. Let us take the battles, every arrow that has been sent to you, our own duty as Christians, as the righteous, we are just sending it back to the sender. We are just sending it back to the sender. There is nothing that happened under the sun that Jesus Christ does not know of. Hallelujah. I hope you are still blessed this afternoon. Command your day. Child of God, command your day. Never you wake up in the morning without commanding your day. Make declarations. Speak over your life. It is 12:45. My time is almost up. But I want somebody to hear this afternoon. I want somebody to hear this afternoon. That God sees everything that is happening in your life. Don't fight those that are fighting you. Tell them peace be with you. Bless them. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless them. Don't goed aan die wat kwaad aan jou doen. Die Here gaan jou seën. Die Here gaan jou battles veg. Because God sees everything. God knows everything. There is nothing that happened under the sun that he doesn't know of. There is nothing that happened under the sun that God doesn't see. It is very important that we know the God that we serve. He sees us. He's watching us. He's omnipresent. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. There's nothing that happened that God doesn't see. As thy arrow na jou toe geskiet word, dan is daar 'n shield over you. Ah, that's the shield. He becomes your shield. Your only duty also as a child of God, stay right under the blood where the devil will do you no harm. There is a song that says, I will stay right under the blood. Hey! I will stay right under. Jere, kijk hier so man, ek is onder die bloed getrek. Die pijle kom na my toe, maar ek is onder die bloed getrek. Hulle sê baie lelike dinge van jou, maar jy is onder die bloed getrek. Jy voel absoluut niks, want jy is onder die bloed getrek. Is dit dan nie so wonderbaar om die God te ken? Die God wat alles sien. Die God wat alles hoor. Daar is niks nie vir hom. In the mighty name of Jesus. I prophesy over your life this day. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're going through. I don't want you to give up. The battle was never yours. I don't want to munidi to opgee nie. I don't want you to become frustrated. Go forward. Serve God with all diligence. Make sure that in everything that you are doing, you carry out God's assignment. Don't let the enemy stop you from what you are doing. Every sorrow, may the Lord turn it into laughter. I prophesy over your life this afternoon. May the Lord turn every sorrow into your laughter. In the mighty name of Jesus, I prophesy over your life. May the Lord turn every shame into honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, I prophesy over your life this afternoon. You are the head and not the tail. In the mighty name of Jesus, I prophesy over your life today. You are going forward and backwards never. In the mighty name of Jesus, I prophesy over your life this day. Weeping may endure for the night, but your joy has come. Your joy has come. This is your season of joy. This is your time of joy. No one will pull you down. Anyone that pulls you down, the Lord will elevate you. The Lord will lift you as long as you command your day. There's nothing that happened under the sun that God doesn't see. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare over your life, you will prosper this day. I declare over your life, your family will prosper this day. I declare over your life, whatever you touch is prospering today. I declare over your life, your hands are blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you, my family. God bless you. Hallelujah. It was a beautiful, beautiful song from Sister Williams that says, I've got joy. I've got joy. Choose to rejoice. choose to rejoice in everything that you are doing every day. Choose joy. I've got joy. I've got joy. Hallelujah. It's a choice. It is a choice. Hallelujah. As I'm about to round up this afternoon, I want to tell you, my family, you are blessed. I want to tell you, my family, you are winners. You are not losers. I want to tell you, I don't get to know what the enemy is doing over your life, but you will win in this season in the mighty name of Jesus. Through all that you are going through, I want you to know one thing. One thing that I want you to know. We know that there is an enemy of the brethren. There is an enemy. There is a wicked one. But our duty is, let us just continue to command the day. Command your morning. Speak over it. Speak life over every dead situation. Speak what you want to see. Don't speak what you want to do. Don't speak what you see. Speak what you want to see. And you will see the manifestation of it. So choose joy and command your day. Hallelujah. Now, family, it's very important for you, before I close, accountability is the key. We are accountable to God for our actions and thoughts. As much as we know there is an enemy, we're not wrestling against them, but against powers and principalities, against spirits, against wicked powers there. So you must know that we must take accountability of God for our actions and thoughts. That is the other thing. We must also recognize that God is omniscience. His omniscience encourages humility, and he is there. He sees, he hears. There's nothing he doesn't see. Our only thing is just to trust in God. Understanding God's all-knowing nature. Understanding him, trusting, believing him. Know that God will protect you. Know that God will fight the battle. And the other thing that you also need to do, my family, approach God with sincerity and seek his will. Approach him with sincerity and seek his will. In all this that is happening in your life, seek his will. Live a life of integrity. Be a man and be a woman of integrity. Be a person of integrity. Strive to live a life of integrity, knowing God sees all. Your yes is your yes, your no is your no, because God sees it all. And find comfort in understanding that God is with you and he cares through all that you are going through. God cares through all that you are going through. You are not alone. Don't start to feel pity for yourself. Don't start to want to give up. Because there is an arrow thrown to you. Because they just choose to speak over your life and say you will not make it. To speak over your life to say you are defeated. To speak over your life to say you will not become what God says. Listen to me. Command your morning. Reverse those arrows. Don't close your mouth. Don't shut your mouth to the things, to the attacks of the enemy. Fight back in the spirit. Fight back in the spirit. Fight back in the spirit. I decree, as I'm standing right here, I decree every arrow of death sent to you and sent to your family, return back to the sender. Fight back. Return back to the sender in the mighty name of Jesus. When you read Psalms 91 from verse 5 to 6, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the noonday. Every arrow that is flying by day, you will not see them in Jesus' name. Declare it, command it. Every arrow that flies by noonday, you will not see me in Jesus' name. Destruction at noonday, you will not find me in Jesus' name. I am in Christ, and Christ in God, and Christ is in me, in Jesus. Declare this, command it. Greater is the God that is in me than the devil that is in the world. Hallelujah. Speak it over your life. Child of God, if you do this, you will live a life that is fulfilled. Come against any flying darts by day, you will not see me. Speak it over your life. Hallelujah. When you do this, family, you will see that God will back you up, because every spoken word that you declare over your mouth, through your mouth, and everything that you command during the day, you will see the manifestation of it. Now, I hope you got the message that today's theme is God that sees everything, all seeing God. There's nothing that happened under the sun or on this earth that God does not know about. My family, my time is up. This was Pastor Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth, in the house with the program Gracefully Restored for His Purpose. I know, I want you to know that the ones that are blessed are the most tempted. So please, don't fall for the tricks of the enemy. Don't fall for his tricks. Don't fall. Just command your day. Speak over your day. Know who you are. Know your God that we serve. And stand still and know that God is the one that is fighting your battle. May you have a blessed week further. Today is Monday, the 13th is October 2025. May you have a blessed week further in Christ Jesus. You are blessed. Always know that you are on top and not at the bottom. Always know you are the head and not the tail. And always know that there is a God that sees everything that is going on with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Till we meet again. God bless. Shalom.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.